Hi, I'm Joe Bevilacqua, and welcome to the 11th installment of What the Butler Wrote, Scenes from the Doss Butler Workshop. This time around, we're actually going to play a recording not written by Doss Butler, but it's such a special, rare recording, we just couldn't help but play it for you.
We have this tape that has not been heard by anyone. It was recorded for himself and two of his sons, and with them, as a matter of fact, and they are in the studio right now, Chaz Butler and Don Butler. First of all, tell me a little bit about what it was like having Yogi Bear for a dad.
He was like your standard dad.
I remember, you know, when I was a kid, really young, and I would be really upset when Dad used to say, you know, I got to go to work. You know, I didn't understand what it was he did, but all I knew for sure was that he wasn't home. It was only later that I realized the significance of what he did. And me and Chaz were sitting in the studio actually watching him experiment with voices that would one day become very famous the world over. I remember, for example, the birth of Snagglepuss. He was just a bit character in a Huckleberry Hound cartoon at that time. But I remember Dad experimenting with many different types of voices until he got the one he wanted.
Great. Yeah, I didn't appreciate Dad till in my early 20s, I guess. Like I said at the beginning, he was a typical dad.
Right.
He was a dad to me. I knew of the cartoons that he did, but I could care less at the time. I liked everything but what he did.
That's right. You'd say, what's your favorite character, Felix, Chaz? And you would say Felix the Cat.
Felix the Cat, right. And he'd smack me and throw me out. You know. But it wasn't until doing this thing with my dad and Don, and then actually going to sessions with him in my early 20s, it dawned on me, well, you know, he's a pretty talented guy.
And you guys were really lucky to have him as a dad.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it.
How did this particular tape work?